Dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor, R-A-K-E-S-H-K-A-P-O-O-R. Date of birth is 9/18/1958. And date of service is 12/6/2022. Date of accident 7/28/2022. The patient reports of ongoing pain in both the shoulders. The right shoulder is 8, left shoulder is 4. With decreased range of motion on the right shoulder, patient is able to do the abduction on active motion up to 70 degrees and on the left up to 120 degrees, beyond which he suffers from his severe pain. Pain is also reported on the lower back, mostly, and side of the both necks. Spine, cervical spine and thoracic spine is non-tender. However, lumbar spine is tender from L1 to L5 with bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement. Patient also reports some radiation of pain to the front of the right thigh anteriorly in a L3-4 nerve distribution. And that is off and on, but not constant. Pain level varies from 4 to 8, and ADLs are affected to the level of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 60% relief has been obtained by the patient. And in the system review patient, sorry, in the ADL patient report, that the mood is dull and depressed. Work is affected 8. Mood is affected 8, and is depressed. And general activity, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Sleep is affected 6. Walking ability is affected 4. System review patient reports vision disturbance, headaches, difficulty sleeping, loss of memory, depression. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. He denies any confusion, disorientation. He denies any weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. The memory loss is moderate, and he is forgetful about his appointments. He denies any anxiety, panic at this time. Pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, especially on the both lateral side, and limited range of motion of both shoulders, with pain in both shoulders. The right shoulder, he can move only up to 70 degrees despite physical therapy. Hip pain is reported on the right side, and some radiation of pain to the right anterior thigh. Neck pain is reported. In the GI, patient has digestive problem and blood in the stool, and he has a mucus kind of stuff coming out. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency or blood in the urine. The urination is painful. In the respiratory, there is no coughing. There is a coughing, shortness of breath, and difficulty breathing, but denies any asthma or chest pain. In last 30 days, patient report that there are no changes in the system, pain symptoms, and right shoulder is quite worse. He cannot move at all most of the time, even without weight. In the last 30 days, patient report that he is increasingly short of breath and coughing, and he scared of pneumothorax. And although there was no rib fracture, and no relevant surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 136/86. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 10/28/2022, dictation number 1030-008. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 10/28/2022, dictation number 1030-008. And the patient is placed on physical therapy 3 times, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, bilateral shoulders, hip on the right side, and knee pain, knee also. And both sacroiliac joints. Patient remains disabled for work, and house arrest replacement and transportation has been ordered. He has a severe, and the physical examination kindly mentioned in musculature exam that there is a severe spasm of the trapezius muscles bilaterally with several trigger points noticed, and especially in the upper fibers. Paraspinal muscle spasm from L1 to L5 is noticed with tender bilateral sacroiliac joints. The diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to provide following medication to Rakesh Kapoor. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Elavil is 50 milligram for pain relief and relief of the GAD disorder. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Voltaren gel 3%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch 5% daily. And he's also provided Tylenol codeine number 3. Every 12-hour PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief. Furoside 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN, 60 tablets for headache relief. Gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day for neuropathy relief or nerve pain relief. He is also provided with Phenergan with codeine 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN for the extraordinary coughing he is having and decreased air exchange. I think he has got a chronic bronchitis and tracheitis. This has been provided to make him comfortable. In the physical examination, please do mention in the chest examination, there is no tenderness, no tender ribs. Air exchange is low and breath sounds are normal, no crepitations, but they are hardly heard in the basis, bilateral basis. It's possible that he may have a pleurisy that need to be investigated. The patient has been ordered to have a cranial nerve testing for his and also referred to neurology for further help with the brain trauma. Neuropsych was also ordered. The MRI of the left shoulder shows that he has supine infraspinatus tendinopathy and the labrum is torn, is injured a couple places. Labral tear is present. AC joint is advanced degenerative. In the right shoulder, patient has rotator cuff tendinopathy along with distal supraspinatus tendon. And labrum is torn and moderate degenerative changes AC joint and mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. Cervical spine showed osteophyte complexes is centered to the left, indenting the ventral thecal sac, and moderate neuroforamen narrowing. I do not find any evidence of any car accident related pathology. In the lumbar spine, patient does have a facet arthropathy throughout from L1 to L5, but there is a traces of bulging disc from L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5. The significance of that is unknown, but there is no spinal canal stenosis or foramen stenosis. The patient will benefit from shoulder injections that he has been advised to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, intraarticular, and then AC joint injections also. That should bring him some relief. And CESI changes are not related to the car accident. He is being referred to neurosurgery to investigate. A lumbar epidural steroid injection can be given for the facet joint or even sacroiliac joints are also thought to be involved. For diagnostic reason, two shots can be given bilaterally. And that will be the protocol to follow. Thank you. Patient will be doing a physical therapy as well as he will be doing psychotherapy.